Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Sadie and Julie.
Hi, I'm Brandon Weatherby. Welcome to my show. I'm abrasive, galvanic, and slightly manic. Hope that's your thing, because here we go. D.C., Chicago, and New York, all these places I call home. Pop culture's the topic. Is that too myopic? It's an empire I'll broadcast from Rome. My day job? Glad you asked. I work for BYT. Though I'm not so young anymore, I still go to shows for free. You meet them and everybody with Brandon Weatherby. You meet them and everybody, but really mostly me. You meet them and everybody with Brandon Weatherby. You meet them and everybody, but really mostly me. It's really all about me.
Sadie, that was delightful. I want to make a... Did I ask you to do that?
No.
Okay, good. The show is about me. Thanks for getting the name wrong in the show. It's called You, Me, Them, Everybody. There's no ant. No, I don't give a shit about rhyme schemes. What are you, Jack White? That'll come up later. Orange is the New Black. More like Orange is the New Black Season 2. Am I right, guys? I want to break all the microphones in this room. Speaking of Netflix, all of a sudden this got louder. Did you guys know? I'm going to hold it over here. One mic down, five to go. Speaking of Netflix, hey Netflix, DC is made of cement and bricks and pop-ups, not cards, you fucking idiots. Let's try this one. We're going to try this microphone now. That one's dead. It's going to be a fun night, guys. I don't want to move to Los Angeles because I was in a Payless shoe store yesterday in a Kesha. Really? This is going to happen the whole fucking night? I'm going to kill myself tonight. It's either quit the show or just kill myself. And killing myself, this is one now. I've already broken number two, David. Should I keep this in the show? Should the show just be the theme song? Because the theme song was great. We're not going to top that. We only have 90 more minutes to go. But the theme song was, could you keep playing the theme song for the whole fucking show? Dario, why is this funny to you? People will leave if this keeps happening. You will lose money. This is going to be a fun night. Holy, you guys know Jack White is becoming Billy Corgan, right? Like that. I watched a 25-minute Billy Corgan on Alex Jones special today. It sounded exactly like the most recent Rolling Stone interview with Jack White. This is the future, guys. Remember U2's Pop Mart? I watched that today. There's a lemon. Anyways, I was in a Payless yesterday, and there was a Kesha song on, and it was pleasant. It was a good air condition. I got out of the heat. That's what Los Angeles is. Like, that's I've only been there a handful of times, but it just felt like this never ends. It just is what it is. How is the sound? Is the sound good now? Great. This is going to be a 90-minute sound check. It's going to be delightful. Oh, my God. I am frazzled, guys. I'm not going to lie. I saw my good friend Adam Friedland who's on the show, and he called me Ska Dad, and that didn't make me feel good, and that's been in my head for the past 15 minutes. I'm not dressed like Ska Dad, okay? I'm dressed like recently divorced Miami Vice. That's what I fucking look like. Not Ska people shave. I smelled how my facial hair looks up until about an hour ago. I smelled real bad. I felt bad for my wife. I smelled really bad. I wouldn't do anything about it except watch Alex Jones videos on YouTube. Check it out. He's got a lot of important information. If you want to learn about everything at once, check out Infowars.com. You can find this podcast. Does anybody in this room know what that is? Cool. We're cool people. We know what Infowars is, but like we don't support Infowars. We just like know the enemy, am I right? Adults like the music of Rage Against the Machine. That blows my mind every fucking day. Adult men are only men and or abused women. And yeah. Love fucking Rage Against... Who are you raging against? You went to fucking Harvard. Shut up. You rich 50-year-old playing. Who am I talking to or about right now? Maybe this is Ska Dad. Maybe the podcast is all about Ska Dad and broken microphones. It sucks because, like, I have a house band that tried, and I have these brand new posters, and they're delightful. And my only goal is to, like, just live up to the guests. And it's not going to happen tonight, guys. I'm going to warn you in advance, this is going to be a life-changing show. Either, like, I will never go to that show again, and therefore my life has changed, or this is so powerful, this guy should be shilling for Applebee's on NBC. That's how fucking powerful he is. That's a Fallon dig, guys, because Fallon gives a shit who I am. I don't know if you guys saw that Tonight Show has a special with Applebee's, and if you go into Applebee's and mention the Tonight Show, you get, like, a free app. Completely serious. And I was like, fuck that guy. That guy's an ad man for a bank. I've shilled for a liquor called Malort. Guys, I shilled for 2 free bottles of booze, and I'm giving the millionaire shit. He looks like Ska Dad, okay? I'm sick of being called Ska Dad. It's a new generation. Give it up for Pepsi, guys. Put your hands together for Pepsi's ad campaigns from 25 years ago. We had a good show, and now we're going to just have a show because I'm too fucking frazzled to give a shit. I care so much. That's the problem. Guys, I just care too much. I just care too much. The lady on the stage works for a good paper. We should sing it. She works for the fucking Post and the Express, and she's singing songs about BYT. I used to work at Huffington Post. Could you put in a thing about nip slips?
Yes.
Good. Guys, I get the internet. I'm going to tag this show. Can you believe what this racist guy said about tits? And we're going to get all the hits. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to if there's a way to make an audio podcast a slideshow, I'm going to do it. Wait, why did someone just go, "Oh, like that's disgust." I mentioned abused women not 5 minutes ago, didn't get a fucking reaction. Don't make fun of slideshows. That's where the ad revenue is, guys. If you click through the whole thing, that's like 30 separate clicks, you fuck. My entire life is based around Janet Jackson's nipple slip. Without Janet Jackson's nipple slip, there is no big nip slip. There's no side boob. Without that, there's no internet. That's what happened, guys. Give it up for Miss Janet. She's a good lady. Seriously, you better give it the fuck up. Who wanted the album History? History sold 25 million units, and that's a double album. That counts as 50 million CDs. Michael Jackson's History sold 50 million CDs. Here's a fun question for the ages. Which is worse, owning History or fucking all those kids? Fucking all those kids is worse because it's fun to say that. People like that guy. He died 5 years ago today. Never forget. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic show tonight. That was on a script. I actually wrote that out. A lot of comics up here, they work out material. I've been working on that monologue for 6 months. It just felt so natural and raw. It's like, what if Chris Rock and Lenny Bruce fucked and had a kid? It'd be me. Lenny Bruce was never funny. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic show tonight. Please put your hands together once again for the music of Sadie and Julie, everybody.
Oh, it's not making music. Oh, there it is.
If you don't have music, I'm already sat down. It's fine. Okay, let's move on. Don't worry about that. They're fantastic. What? They're fantastic women. That's not sexist because they're women. Okay, fuck off, internet. I get it. Okay. Capital I for internet for all you interns out there. Remember.
We're persons.
Nope, you're ladies. And I'm a fella. Is this horrible and it crossed over to good, or just like we're worried about this guy and if we leave, he'll murder people? It's one of the two.
It seems pretty much on par.
I like you a lot. She wrote a song for our first guest.
Yes. I need to switch to ukulele.
Okay, there's going to be a loud pop.
Everyone cover your ears.
We're going to hear U2's phenomenal album, Pop, featuring the songs Discotheque and Staring at the Sun. That's an actually good song. I watched the Pop video today. You can't legally watch the Pop video. It's all bootleg videos. They're trying to pretend like they never dressed up as the Village People. Go on YouTube right now. You can't find an official version of Pop. Discotheque, sorry, not Pop. I'm keeping that in the podcast. I'm putting it at the top of the show. Okay, you ready? You want to test this really quick? Oh, this is going to be nice. You ready, Morgan? She's making a face like she regrets being here, which is par for the course. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, please put your hands together for Miss Morgan Hungerford West, everybody. Morgan, come to the stage.
Handcrafted teepees from vintage lace sweaters.
watched through pillows and decoupaged boxes, thick pile carpet and red furry foxes, repurposed hardware, a copper key ring.
Was a song done with research. Could I have that mic for her? Yeah. Holy shit, that was nice. Should the entire interview just be you explaining the lyrics of that song? This is going to go better than any question I had.
It was accurate and precious. Thank you. Ladies, persons, thank you.
You could call them chicks. It's cool, bro. Speaking of chicks, American Apparel, am I right? He's gone. Let's hear it for the boys, is what I'm saying. All right. You're not violent with microphones like I... Morgan!
Hi.
Closer. Closer.
Hi.
There we go. Morgan, how's your day?
It was fine.
Was it?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, things are good.
How did it begin?
How did it begin? I woke up, I walked my dog.
What's the dog's name?
Kaylee Jane Hungerford West.
Why Kaylee Jane?
Kaylee was just... I don't know what I named her. Jane is my grandmother's name.
That's very nice, yes. To name animals after your grandparents. Now, is it offensive for me to say that I'm kind of surprised that your dog is not named after a Bruce Springsteen lyric?
That's... yes. No, it's not offensive.
Good.
It's also another accurate... You've done research. You've all done your research.
Or I've just ran into you in Safeway and you had a Born in the USA shirt on. I know you love Bruce.
That did happen, yes.
Why do you like Bruce Springsteen and why do you grocery shop?
The hard-hitting questions. I grocery shop to live.
Why don't you get an intern, an assistant, someone below you to bring you food?
We're not there yet.
Why aren't we there yet?
We're almost there.
Good. How, in terms of being almost there, what's the timeline it's going to take you to get an assistant to bring you food? And or treats?
It's part of my 5-year plan.
Okay, let's go. Year one.
Year one, I would like to not have to remember any of my own passwords.
Well, what's your main password?
Are you offering to take on this role?
Sure.
All right, well, we can talk about this later.
No, let's talk about it now. I mean, we're on a stage, there's microphones, there's way too many lights. You could see everyone's face very clearly, so you could see their judgment wash over you.
It may or may not be Bruce Springsteen lyric related.
Ooh, okay. Is it related to the album Philadelphia?
No, it's not.
That would be a good password because no one would expect that because that's a sad Bruce song.
Yes, it's very sad.
Yeah. What do you think about the movie Philadelphia?
It's also sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really not funny when people laugh at tragedy like that. I mean... The entire world ignored a horrible epidemic for near on 10 years, and it took Bruce Springsteen's great song to shine a light.
Well, let's not disregard Tom Hanks's incredible...
Without Bruce Springsteen, they don't even make the movie. I think they made the movie, Philadelphia, as a promotional vehicle for Bruce Springsteen.
Well, it was expensive, but it was good.
It's pretty good.
It was good.
What do you think about Antonio Banderas, co-star of the film Philadelphia, his recent announcement of divorce from his wife of many years, Melanie Griffith?
Well, I am up on all of these topics, so thank you. I was a little nervous we were going to discuss something I didn't know anything
Don't
about.
Don't worry. I gotcha.
Okay, great.
This is part of the pre-interview.
Okay. You know, they had a good run.
They did.
Dakota came out of that.
Yeah.
Or no, she's a Johnson.
Yeah, she's based on my suit.
That's right.
She liked that, and her husband liked that, no one else did. And that's okay, because we're married people, not the three of us, that's weird. You two are married, I'm married, we get it. 50 Shades of Grey, she's in it, we're all going to get it, am I right? Because they're going to have sex on the film for us to see. Back to Philadelphia.
That's right.
Do you think in 50 Shades of Grey, starring Melanie Griffith's daughter with Don Johnson, they should use protection?
Yes. Yes.
Now, speaking of protection, I'm trying to think of a segue for what you actually do.
There's no
good segue.
We've gone so far.
I feel like the song explained who you are, so let's just riff.
Okay.
We're riffing.
Why do you dress well? You do dress well. Every single time I see you, Safeway included, you are dressed intentionally.
Thank you.
Do you own sweats?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have.
But them. Are they like fashionable sweats from a certain decade that like look better than all the other sweats?
They're like gross sweatpants.
How gross is gross?
I mean like sweatpants-y sort of sweatpants.
How long have you owned the sweatpants?
You know, I do try to re-up about
See,
once a year.
That's, oh, come on. I've owned this. No, that's wrong. Those are classy sweatpants.
Maybe.
I'm thinking about what you do, and I feel like I shouldn't talk to you.
Why is that?
Because you do, like, really cool, classy, artsy stuff.
Well, not really.
Bullshit.
I don't think we're that far off in terms of you yeah. work for a website, and you have, like, all of these projects that you do. And
well, one of the projects that she actually does, I'm going to talk like you're not here. One of the projects she actually does do is you currently have this pop-up situation going on right now, and it seems like every week or so you bring in a brand new artist, curator, et cetera, and then you have these, like, weekend events, and you're kind of, like, shining the light on this really neat D.C. art scene.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, so I have a studio space that I co-own with a friend. It's in the Brookland neighborhood, and it's called Wild Hand Workspace, and we do, yes, lots of sort of temporary pop-up shops, short-term art shows. Basically, everything lasts from, like, 2 days to 2 weeks. So we try to keep a focus on, like, our friend's work who may not ordinarily get to show their art.
I want to ask a real follow-up question.
Okay.
But I really want to get back to the movie Philadelphia because I'm dumb and I'm a child and I was angry before and this is how I'm acting out.
It's fine.
It's not fine because it just should be about you. But the theme song that she sang, it's kind of about me. And now I feel weird to no matter what, I'm either letting you down or I'm letting the theme song down. It's like, what's more important, a person or a piece of art? That's a great question, isn't it? Panda Head. What the fuck is Panda Head?
Panda Head is primarily it's my blog. It's also sort of the name under which I do all of my projects. The blog is a creative lifestyle blog. I post daily. And then there's also a newsletter component, which you've contributed to.
Which comes out monthly.
Yes, which comes out monthly. Emails out monthly to subscribers. Yes, it's my platform.
Here's the thing about the monthly newsletter that comes out. You should subscribe. It doesn't matter. It's not like a local thing, so if you don't live in D.C., it doesn't matter. You should still subscribe. It's really, really, really well curated.
Thank you.
That being said, do you think that anybody that's like, I don't know, 15 that likes Panda Head is going to have that experience? Because you didn't grow up with the internet.
No, I did not grow up with the internet.
I think it's going to, your newsletter won't exist in 20 years if someone's going to create it now because there's not going to have that reason to create a newsletter. Does this make sense? Kind of?
I don't know.
How did your taste get good is the question I'm trying to get to, but I'm not doing a good job.
I actually don't know if I have great taste.
You do. Continue. Well,
okay, thank you. I don't know. I'm very celebratory of like the things that people take time to make and that they put time into.
What's something that's going on right now that a lot of people don't know about that they should know about?
Oh, geez, Louise.
Besides the Applebee's Tonight Show giveaway, guys. Go to Applebee's, name drop Tonight Show. Get some free apps. All right, back to Morgan.
I don't know. I mean, I think in D.C. a lot of what is going on isn't necessarily... I'll make this D.C.-centric.
Please.
I guess, like, one thing I'm really excited about right now is, like, all my friends who have... Oh, you know what is going on in D.C. that people don't know about? And this is... I'm going to get really nerdy here, but the D.C. Public Library is actually a really cool place, Brandon Weatherby. They have lots of resources, and I've taken many tours over the last few weeks, and I
Isn't it just going in a library? Isn't that the tour?
No, it's not. They have all of these awesome sorts of like technology things. There's a recording studio in there. They have
Wait. What DC library is a recording studio?
MLK has a recording studio. And they also have like these extensive punk and hardcore archives of recordings and
this is why this city gets a bad name.
Why?
Because the library's like, listen, guys, we got the Discord catalog. You can record your next 7-inch here. Got Loud Boys coming up. Local plug.
Yes.
Give
Loud
it up!
Loud Boys with a Z.
I know.
Should we mention that or is that weird? This is your time.
No, I was told that I had to plug my husband's show, which is tomorrow night at Rock and Roll Hotel.
They're called
here's the
thing
the
about
Loud Boys.
Here's the thing about this. You are like this wonderful, inspirational lady to aspire to. And your husband is a fella that on stage appears to be like jobless, homeless, could never get a date because he makes amazing music. I'm a genuine fan of Loud Boys. I'm not joking. They spell their band with a Z,
with
guys.
A Z.
Loud Boys with a Z. Most of the people are over 30, okay? They're really good.
Yeah, they're, yes.
So tell me everything about your intimate relationship with your husband.
Okay, great.
If you were going to describe your relationship with your husband, what Bruce Springsteen song would it be?
Oh, wow.
Ghost of Tom Joad.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a weird one.
That's a weird one. That's not it.
Wait. I know, that's why I said it out loud. It's a Rage cover. No. The Rising, because your relationship blossomed after that horrible tragedy, and it's a dick reference. And you're married.
And we're married.
Yeah. So this is why you came on the show. So
right.
For me to yell things at
you. Thank you. This is going so well. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, year one of the 5-year plan is to get the passwords down.
Right.
What's year two?
You know, it's between 1 and 5, it's all a blur. But by 5, I'm
the
done grocery
blur?
Shopping.
The band blur.
The band, no.
You're going to tour? Okay, that's.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about then.
Okay.
Okay. I just got a text to reference the Devils in Dust album by Bruce Springsteen. You were saying something off mic.
I was saying, oh, dear God.
Oh, don't say. You can say that in the mic. She was whispering to me, oh, dear God. Is that a Bruce song? This is the weird thing about bringing on people on the show that you respect. It's weird because I respect her and like her as a person.
Well, thank you.
Which makes me confused
as
of
to
what to do.
As to what to do.
Yeah.
I don't really have a 5-year plan. I can
Let's
admit
make
that.
One. Let's make a plan.
Okay.
Yeah, where do you see Pandahead going? What's the goal? Because you're sort of like an art curator.
Yeah.
Without a museum. Is that fair to say?
To a certain extent, yes. Yeah, so I mean, I do a bunch of different things besides Pandahead. So in addition to having the blog and sort of curating the newsletter aspect, I work as a creative consultant. I'm also a visual artist. I do a lot of like hands-on styling, product styling, styling for photo shoots, etc.
You have a good eye.
Thanks.
So
yes.
When I say you have a good you have good taste and you're good at things, you shouldn't say, I don't know. The
yeah.
answer is yes, I'm very good. I'm the best.
Well, whenever...
And then spike the microphone. Like I did earlier.
Yes, that
I'm
was
very
good
at breaking things.
And then I also have a monthly DIY workshop series that I co-host.
And that's at the one on 14th. That's not at the space, right?
Have you moved?
I apologize.
No, it's fine. We have done some events at the Black Whiskey space
yes.
on 14th Street. But we work between the 520 Street Artist Studios and my workspace, Wild Hand Workspace in Brooklyn.
Very cool.
Yes.
So the point of you being on the show is you're a good presence in the community. You actually make things. If you are afraid of making things, you should go to one of the workshops. If you don't give a shit about making things but want to support things, you should come to one of the bi-weekly and or weekly pop-ups. And you should, if you're looking to make one thing you do better, they should hire you so they could look at it.
Yes.
And or Bruce Springsteen.
And or Bruce Springsteen.
Why do you think he makes bad music?
I mean, he got kind of old.
He did get old. You know what? He don't look it.
The man looks fantastic.
Ripped. Drugs work.
I don't know.
Bullshit. Bruce is on something. That goatee is not natural. That's all I'm saying, guys. Am I right?
The goatee is unnatural, but that temple, I believe, to be.
Temple the dog.
American
That's
work
another
ethic.
Reference.
There we go. It's all coming full circle.
Okay, I actually do want to plug something that you do. I would want people to subscribe to the newsletter. Because that's
you.
Like a very good, easy way to get involved with what you do and the art scene, etc. What do you want to plug?
Well, we've already talked about Loud Boys. We've talked about the DC Public Library.
We got the big ones done.
Yeah, the
library,
big ones are out of
Loud
the way.
Boys done.
I mean, I would say, you know, I do a lot of collaborations with like lots of local brands and businesses. So you know, if
wait, are you on the show to try to get a job with the DC Public Library?
No, I've just spent a lot of time there over the last few weeks.
Sounds exciting.
I don't want a government job, Brandon.
All right. Fuck the government, am I right? Rage.
Rage.
Exactly. Well, let's thanks for being. You're going to start a Rage Against the Machine cover band?
Yes. That's actually my husband's first band was a Rage Against the Machine.
Are you serious?
Band. Yes.
Guys, best talk show host of all time right here. I just won. I'm going to destroy the stage now.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, she put up with me. She's a lovely person. I said person. That's gender neutral, you fucking internet assholes. Not you. Sorry, I'm pointing it directly to the individuals in the crowd. I didn't mean that. I meant you, the general you.
Thank you for having me, Brandon.
You're so good. You're such a good person. Morgan Hungerford West, everybody. Thank you so much. She just... You could play her. You could play. She just, like, raised her eyebrows like, thank you. Like...
Haywood turnip seed, that's some kind of name. Strateek rhubarb greens must have been taken. You're not from here. Now you live in the southeast. Only Gary, Indiana is more forsaken. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Haywood turnip seed.
Stage, you got a goddamn theme song, motherfucker. That's delightful. What the hell? No one's ever harmonized Gary, Indiana, and there's a reason for that. Shit, you need a microphone. Grab hers. Hey, what did I do?
Hey.
Hey, hi.
That was extremely cute. Thank you, ladies.
That was sexist internet. Haywood said that, not me. Okay.
That was cute. That was cute. Gary, Indiana's forsaken, you heifers. They said, oh, Gary's more forsaken. That was awesome.
Speaking of Gary, Michael Jackson died 5 years ago today.
He did. It's so sad. But love's never felt so good.
Remember when he fucked all those kids?
That never happened. What kid? There was two kids who say it might have happened. I only know Michael Jackson literally touched me. He touched my heart. The man who wrote Thriller could have literally touched my private part
Do you think Macaulay Culkin would be in Pizza Underground if he didn't get molested by Michael Jackson?
Ooh, that's a whole other story.
No, that's the story. Same story.
No. You got
to
remember.
Oh, we're doing a segment called parents. Color Commentary, by the way. And we're here to talk about the Redskins. Back to Michael Jackson. Why could you put up with that bullshit?
I like Thriller.
Okay, back to the Redskins.
And like you said, history is a 50 million albums. The only people who have outsold the fucking Michael Jackson is the Eagles.
Okay, why are you naming horrible things? No one gives a shit. They're horrible things.
Right. You see how nobody clapped for the Eagles?
Well, yeah. No one's clapping for history either.
Now watch this.
But now you're telling people to be ready to clap.
Yes.
Pretty young thing, repeat after me. Say na, na, na. Na, 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 na.
Na, 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 na.
All right, let's stop because we don't want to offend any Redskins.
Check it out. Me? I'm confused. Oh, yeah, we're doing Indian stuff. Perfect.
Hey-o.
Good.
Let's bring it back to
Holy
full circle.
Shit.
Let's
so
get
the
this
Redskins,
show back on the rails.
The Redskins.
Yes. This is color commentary. And during color commentary, for those who don't know, what I do is I comment on color. Literally, I comment on things from a racism point of view. We literally should look at things through racism colored glasses.
Like so Ray-Bans,
no.
Blue blockers.
Oakleys.
Oakleys. Fun fact, Oakleys are named after the basketball player Charles Oakley.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, Oakleys.
Remember when he was on the Knicks?
Yes, I do. I hated him then.
Yeah, he was pretty good, though.
Remember when he was on the Bulls?
I do, in the 80s.
Yes, he was the shit. One of Michael Jordan's best friends.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. I think Oakley would have got... They wouldn't have needed Horace Grant if they kept Oakley.
Yep, MJ.
This is what color commentary is about, everybody. Anyways, the
Reds... Two guys from the Midwest talking.
Did you see the 30 for 30 on the Pistons?
Oh, yeah, that
it
was
good.
It
was good. Fuck,
yeah,
that's a depressing... Good.
Yeah, that was sad, too. Bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when the Bulls beat you?
Isaiah retired a few years later.
Yeah,
and then,
they just walked off the court. So
that
anyway.
Was badass. That was people are like, that's not classy. Who gives a shit? The check's still clear.
It was
you
like,
should
fuck
do it.
Them.
Yeah.
That's
anyways.
They said, fuck them. So
the Redskins.
Well, during color commentary, what I like to do is bring up facts that things that have happened during the week. or during the month, however long it's been before we get together. And
did you
talk
just
about
explain
color.
Time to the audience?
That's the audience at home.
This the audience in the room gets the idea of time.
They get it. The audience
the
at home.
People at home, confused.
Yeah. Of course. That's why they're at home.
Agreed.
So we say that to say, this is an amazing week. This is Juneteenth week. Are you guys familiar with Juneteenth?
No.
I knew you would be. Nobody else would be, so I knew I shouldn't talk about it. Juneteenth is what known as Emancipation Day to black people. Way back in 1862, Lincoln freed the slaves. You guys remember that? Well, he freed the slaves in the Confederate States. However, nobody told the slaves. So one day, 5 years later, a la Michael Jackson, some people
please don't tie this to Michael
Jackson. Watch.
Okay.
Some people showed up in Texas and said, hey, guess what, guys? You are free. And they were like, from what? See, nobody knows this. So I say that to say this is the week of Juneteenth. And during this week, the Patent and Trademark Administration said, hey, guess what? You can't use the name Redskins legally.
Well, they didn't say that.
Well, they said you shouldn't.
No, they said which is even better. It's not protected. So we could just make bootleg Redskins merch right now.
Let's get in the money.
But
see, this is what we want to talk about.
Make some dough.
This is what we want to talk about. That's a trademark. Literally, the Redskins, the DC Football Club logo is a trademark. The name is a trademark, i.e., you, me, them, everybody, right?
No, I didn't trademark this.
You better before somebody who owns the word you come up and say, hey, guess what? You can't use that because I own it.
You said I like I was in the title of the show, but it's not.
I know. How does that fucking I feel? How does that? It's like Earth, Wind, and Fire. Where's the water?
That's a good question.
Where's the water? Like you, me, them, everybody, the I's have it. I say that to say. As we talk about trademark and copyright infringement, and did you know this right now? Hakuna Matata actually means copyright infringement in Africa.
Stop doing your 3-year-old bits. He knows better. He's doing fucking bits.
I have been forsaken.
He's been doing bits. It's a killer bit. He does it every time.
It is so awesome.
He does it every time he's struggling, and he always lands.
I'm not struggling.
Not tonight. Yeah, you've never had a bad set. Every single set you've done has been perfect.
Of course. Eddie Murphy said the same thing. He's like, you know, I never auditioned. Exactly.
That doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
Was the Eddie Murphy? Yeah, because Bowfinger was fucking great.
It was.
No,
you
missed
need
it.
To see that shit high.
No,
it is fucking awesome.
Yes, but you could see anything high.
See that high? Listening to Michael Jackson through watching with Oakleys.
Watch some Nazi propaganda films high on Oakleys. It's gonna be amazing.
Let's get back to the subject at hand. The Redskins. they can use this name, right? But you too can use this name and go out and make your own bootleg equipment. And say, hey, I too want to sell Redskin equipment.
Yes.
This is fucked up.
It is.
I mean, this is really fucked up. I listened to two people talk about it. I listened to a trademark lawyer say, hey, this is why we want to use the name. The team owns this brand, and we would like to use our brand because our fans know our brand, i.e. the fans of You, Me, Them, Everybody know the brand YMTE. Mm-hmm. It's even a Twitter handle, right?
That is.
Big up. You own that. So now, imagine somebody came up to you and said, you can no longer use that.
Then I would trademark Washington Redskins talk show, and that would be the new name
Touchy. This is touchy because literally somebody owns the name Redskins. So I started doing some history and found out somebody owns the N-word.
No.
Yes.
Are you doing it?
Do you know that somebody literally almost owns every word in the dictionary? His name is Webster. His name is Webster. Owns every fucking word in the dictionary. That's
fun,
why.
Fun fact. It's the Webster from TV.
Not Daniel Webster, the devil.
Not Daniel Webster. Not the other book guy.
Emmanuel Lewis owns every fucking word that we use in the English language. Even onomatopoeia. It is fucking. You know what that is, right? When you just go. Because this is the bullshit. Like, literally somebody owns some of the most racially charged things that have ever, something that would offend me, offend you. Somebody owns cracker. Somebody owns the N-word. This is
no
bullshit.
No one's ever been offended by cracker, just so you know.
In Florida.
Really?
No. Who gives
so
a shit?
So I should stop saying it?
Yeah, no one cares.
There's a place called Cracker Country in Tampa, Florida.
See? There's a place called Cracker Bell that I love to eat. Because those crackers treat me nice.
They did not treat Chris Rock's mother nice.
Hey, well, that's her fault.
I don't think that was.
They make me great grits. I say
Do you
that
really
to say,
like Cracker Barrel?
Of course, man. I love everything about America.
Oh,
even
right.
The Washington Redskins.
Even the stuff that contradicts the other stuff?
Yeah, that's the beauty of America, right? The fact that somebody can own a name that is so offensive and say, fuck you, I'm going to use it. That's the beauty of this country.
So what name do you want to own?
I thought about it. I want to own Hakuna Matata, but Disney beat me to it.
Yeah.
Literally, that's bullshit. And guess where they got it from? Now, it's fucking. Do you know that the Lion King is fucking trademark infringement? Simba is Kimba from fucking Japan. It's a white lion. Yes, his name is Kimba. Look it up. It's on Wikipedia. Everybody should know this. They literally stole an idea from the 60s and said, hey, guess what? We're going to mash this with this African thing that we found from this African dude we work with who keeps saying it and say, fuck anybody who comes to us to try to take it away from us. We're going to treat them. A matter of fact, Snyder, who's your lawyer? We want him.
This is great. Let's do this.
What we should all do is we should all find a word. Just make up a word. Buy it, own it, put an Indian and some feathers behind it. No, we really should. We really should. We should do that. We should just pick a word, any word. Just pra. That's the word, pra. And take some.
So P-R-A-A-A-A-H.
If you want to spell it that way. I spell it P-R-U-H, pra.
P-R-U-H. Indian head feathers.
And because now we can use the same thing. We should offend Dan Snyder, is what I'm saying. We should literally offend the Washington Redskins because the only thing that's going to make this.
Where are we going, buddy?
I don't know where we're going.
I think.
I do know where we're going. What I'm saying, I know where I'm going. You mean us with this segment?
Yes.
Oh, let's get it out of the doldrums?
Yes.
The point,
I got some apps to get.
The point that we're really trying to make is the fact that this is very touchy and ugly.
Agreed.
This is touchy and ugly, and the people that are offended by this are not in enough numbers to say, hey, stop doing this. Just stop doing this. Like, literally, like, Chick-fil-A shut down one day, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people said, hey, guess what? I might like your lemonade, but you don't like me. I'm not going in.
Chick-fil-A had their most successful year on record last year.
Well, that's because they closed on Sundays.
That doesn't make sense.
I know. Let's get out of this place.
Okay.
Let's get out of this place.
Heywood is a big fan of the team, the Washington Redskins.
No, actually, I'm a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't have this problem.
Here's the good thing about Heywood. Heywood does not like the Redskins. It's a horrible name.
No, I don't.
But he loves the Steelers because that guy is like the best quarterback at rape. So he's got priorities. And that's important.
Listen, when we talk in football, I want a rapist quarterback. I want a quarterback that you cannot take around women.
Steve Young.
No, he likes women.
Brigham Young, Mormon, didn't have sex until marriage, Super Bowl ring. Steve Young. What's wrong with Steve Young?
This is going so south.
We're gonna put
this
it,
is going so
we're
south.
We're going to put it at the top of the show.
This is the only reason the Redskins actually win. This is the only reason that they are like the number one team because there are no other teams in the South until you get to Tampa and Atlanta. This is why. Charlotte, all of a sudden. Carolina Panthers. That's Redskins
and the
fans.
Tennessee Titans.
No, well, this is, dig it. I did some more history, right? I was like, who are these fans that don't want people to change the name? They live in Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, and Florida.
Yeah.
The majority.
The best states. The good states. That's the states that love the show.
The states with the best Cracker Barrels in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the not at all racist Mr. Heywood Turnip Seed Jr.
Fight the Irish!
Coming to the stage is a very funny stand-up comic. I saw him recently at 8x8 this year. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Benji Himmelfarb, everybody. Benji, I'm sure I mispronounced your name. Come to the stage, buddy. It's all yours. We're good.
You guys didn't write a song for me?
We didn't. We weren't told that you were talking.
It's okay. I'm not that mad.
I think the silence says
Brandon,
it all.
Brandon. Don't worry. How you guys feeling? Yeah? Give it up for Brandon, huh? And the band? Yeah. All right. What's your guys' connection to this show? The band. What about you guys? You just happen to be here?
Yeah. All right.
It is awesome, sir, with the bolo tie. Don't heckle and wear a bolo tie, buddy. Seriously. All right, we're off to a good start, guys. Huh? Okay, yeah. Stand-up comedy. Guys, I moved to D.C. from Miami. I don't know if you could tell from my vaguely douchebag appearance, the fashion stubble and stuff. I did used to live in Miami. I'd like it here, though, because in D.C. I finally get to have intellectual conversations. Like I'm always at somebody's Peace Corps going away party. Talking about woman-run solar panel cooperatives. like I don't even really know what that is. I always feel like I'm playing NPR Mad Libs. Like, yes, I worked for children in sustainability in the rural highlands of Botswana. It's just like, it's refreshing because when I lived in Miami, I think like the most intellectual conversation that I ever heard was at a party. It was two dudes and one guy was like, "Hey, what are fake tits made out of?" I was like, "I don't know, sand." Pass the blow. Yeah, I don't know. Miami is a weird city in a weird state. Like I feel like when they started Florida, they were like, "All right, let's get a bunch of rednecks, a bunch of people from dysfunctional third world dictatorships, throw in some senile old Jews, and people addicted to meth." Wild card, we give them all guns. Florida. Yeah. I don't know. When I lived in Miami, I was the only white person in my group of friends. And so, like, I had to represent all white people. It's like a lot of pressure. You know? It's like a lot. You got the world on your shoulders. They would always ask me these questions and be like, "Benji, this is very important. Would you please hail us a cab?" None of them are stopping for us. No, I just had to answer weird questions and be like, "Benji, why do white people have a house party with music and nobody dances?" Like, dude, I don't know, man. I'm a fucking, fucking city slicker Jew. I don't know about that stuff. No, really, it's like, I honestly didn't know Christian people till I was like 16 years old. It was good. Anyway, that's just a true fact about me. And I got these Christian friends, and then I wanted to do all the stuff they did. And I was like, "Mom, can you buy white bread?" She was like, "Why?" I embarrassed my dad, dude. I literally went to a deli and ordered pastrami with fucking mayonnaise. And he was just like, anyway. Yeah. Do I talk to you after this, Brandon? Is that? Oh, cool. Oh yeah. So DC, it's exciting news, guys. You heard DC City Council decriminalized up to an ounce of weed. Did you guys hear about that? Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Up to an ounce. That's it. Like, if you get caught with weed, it's a citation, like a parking ticket, basically. It's good news. It just kind of makes me think that the people who made the law don't actually smoke weed. Because they're like, "Well, we don't want people to smoke a lot of weed. How much is a small amount of something? An ounce is a small amount of weed for one single person." You ever tried to smoke an ounce of weed all by yourself? If you don't pass out first, you'll be the first person to die from weed, guys. Oh, all right. How much time do I do, Brandon?
Two more.
Two more? Two more whats? 2 hours?
Two more hours.
I'll do a tight hour and 45. Don't worry, guys. All A stuff. Yeah, man.
I heard Iggy Azalea's from Miami.
The bolo tie guy again? Seriously, dude? I think she's from Australia, dude. Anyway, good chat. You really added a lot to the show. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. All right, guys. Say, you guys doing this online dating? All right. No. what's the deal? No. no. Are you guys doing that thing where you fall in love with people and then they break up with you? Are you guys doing that trend? It's a good. I don't know. I don't like it because I have to pretend like I don't have my feelings hurt. And there's vindictive people out there, like my ex-girlfriend posts up all these pictures of her and a new boyfriend when she knows I check her Instagram 35 times a day. Fucking inconsiderate. I was like, hello, we just broke up a year and a half ago. Have a heart. I don't know, and you have to like, You have to pretend your feelings are hurt and then like come up with these psychological victories to keep yourself going. These like moral victories as you're sitting there like in your underwear looking at her engagement photos at 2 in the morning. You're just like, oh, hope you're happy with that, spending the rest of your life with a man who treats you well and makes more money than me. Ugh. What, does he love you for who you are? I don't know. Well, yeah, you learn a lot about yourself when you're single. Like, here, I've discovered that I am very cock blockable. Like, this whole thing. I look like a fucking metrosexual wolf man. That's. Like, dudes see me and they're like, I am not going to allow this man to have sex. I don't even know him, but. Just look at him. He looks like, yeah. I don't know. I get cock blocked all the time. Like bars, party. I got cock blocked on the street. I was walking with a date, right? I'm going to say something about her shoes. This dude in front of a corner store yells out. He's like, damn, girl, you got some real sexy legs. I'm just like, dude, I was about to say that. Stop taking the impact out of my compliments, street guy. So we're waiting for the light to change so we can cross the street. She's like, yeah, anyway, I went to University of Maryland. He's like, damn, girl, they have an excellent criminal justice program. All right, thank you, guys.
Benji, good job. Sit down. Bring the mic.
Oh, yeah.
NPR Mad Libs, if you ever become a horrible hack club comic, that could be the thing you sell after the show.
Wait, are you saying that's a horrible hack joke?
No, it's a great joke. And you should keep it, and you should try to figure
out.
Oh,
yeah, I should, like, sell it.
But, like,
it.
You
oh,
should
okay.
literally sell Mad Libs.
Oh, that are,
that
like,
are like, NPR.
Oh, yeah. That's
a really
a good idea.
Joke.
Oh, okay.
Who says pass the blow? Sir, that just raised your hand. Do you actually say pass the blow, or do you move to the mirror where the cocaine is already? What? You shouldn't have to ask what the man in the crowd says. Speaking of the man in the crowd, Iggy Azalea is from Australia, number one. Sadly, if you type in Iggy, it auto, like, the it doesn't go Iggy Pop. It goes Iggy Azalea, and my heart just broke. Do you know who Iggy Pop is?
Yeah, the punk guy.
You thought that was, oh, fuck, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. You're not a metrosexual, and your genes tell us the story. You're just attractive and thin and fit. But you're not a metrosexual. No, I would never be like, that guy's gay based on his style.
Thanks.
What I just did was... No, that's an insult. What I just did was stereotype you based on your style choices.
Thanks.
Do you
are you still
time?
Being mean to me?
Yeah. Do you have a hard time finding dates?
Who's asking?
Me, right now.
I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay.
Yeah.
How do you find the dates? See, this makes me think that you have a hard time finding the dates. Do you meet people out in bars?
Yeah, occasionally.
Do you meet people at shows?
Sometimes.
Do you use Tinder? Do you use?
Yeah, I've used it.
Do you use? So a little bit of everything.
Yeah, yeah. What?
Cool.
It's 2014.
It
man.
Is. It is.
You got to mix it up.
Sure.
You got to keep it spicy.
Now, the very funny bit about the ex, is that real?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Matilde. Don't give,
Matilda?
Matilde, yeah.
Matilde.
She's French, yeah.
She's French, and she literally is engaged right now.
Yeah.
So you're full of pain right now.
Yeah, I get. I mean, there's even girls that I like that I never even dated that I 5 years ago that I see their pictures online, and I get really mad about their boyfriend.
That is the most Floridian thing you've said for the duration of your set. Get the fuck over it. You're a very funny man. You have
no
problems. Stop making them.
Okay.
Okay. Fun times. Fun times.
Thanks, doctor.
You're really... I think the first time I saw you was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, you know, the first time I was on your show at Looking Glass,
yeah.
And I was the first comic, and you just did like this 5-minute rant about Kanye West.
He's the best.
And but then it was good. I mean,
damn
I
right.
like Kanye, but it was a weird rant, and then I had to come up and like talk about dating to people. It went bad for me.
Well,
I bombed, guys.
It sounds like I set the table for you, and you shit the bed because Kanye is the best.
He's pretty good, yeah.
Nope, the best.
Okay, he's
who's
the best.
Who's better than Kanye?
In terms of what?
Life.
In life.
Who's living better than Kanye West?
He's doing pretty good. He seems like unhappy, though, doesn't he?
Oh, no, very happy. Oh, great. We got a consensus. Okay, so people should follow you on Twitter.
Yeah. It's at Thanks. Benji Himmel. B-E-N-J-Y Himmel.
And how do I actually say your last name? Himmelfarb?
Himmelfarb.
I got it right.
Yeah, you
nailed
it. I
thought I butchered
it,
earlier. I'm so sorry.
You
Ladies and gentlemen, the very funny. Put your hands together for Benji Himmelfarb,
yeah,
everybody. Thank you so much, Benji.
Thank you so much for doing this.
He's a very funny man. For the listener at home, incredibly attractive. I mean, compared to every other stand-up comic. Like, in real life words... you're like, I don't know, a 7. But in stand-up comic, you're like a 9 or a 10. Next to the Aryan Dream, David Carter, you guys are fucking killing it in the strong cheekbones set. Okay.
So I got this one for Benji. We didn't get a song for you, but I go, Benji, you're beautiful. Anytime you said goodbye.
Are you single?
No, she's
not.
No,
she's not. Good luck, buddy. Okay. Okay, Katie Balloons is in the audience with me. She's literally blowing up a balloon right now. This is a normal thing that we do at every show. What am I supposed to do with this? It's a big cock. All right, cool. Put it in my butt. Put it in my butt. Thank you, Katie. Here's the thing. We have a special song for Adam Friedland. Adam Friedland came all the way from New York. He came all the way from New York, and he's in town, but sadly, he couldn't make it.
Oh, my God.
It's really sad. That being said, we have a song for him, so you're going to play that song, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
We do have a second. We do have a replacement guest. We actually have a pair of people. Coming to the stage, this is the Adam Friedland song... Coming to the stage, put your hands together for our brand new people, Jeffrey and Beffrey DiHaroni, everybody. Play the Adam Friedland song.
Though. All right.
He went to the big city with some ramen. Comedy.
Hell yeah. Sadie and Julie, everybody. That was a song for Adam Friedland that is not here. But
sorry,
who
sorry.
Is here are our brand new friends,
hello.
Jeffrey and Beffrey.
Hi. Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hi.
Okay. So
thank you for having us. In
hey.
The-
So who's Jeffrey and who's
hey,
Beffrey?
Mama say, mama sa,
mama kusa.
Sa. Yeah. I'm Beffrey.
You're Beffrey. So that must make you Jeffrey.
I'm Jeffrey.
And how do I pronounce your last name?
Diarone.
Diarone. Yes. Jeffrey and Beffrey Diarone. Now, Jeffrey and Beffrey Diarone, why are you on the show?
Well, we are survivors, Brandon.
Ooh, what horrible tragedy happened?
We are victims, and we have been victims of adult bullying. It's a very important...
Please don't laugh. This is a serious topic, and I think what we do when we laugh at these problems is perpetuate the problem, so I'm...
I feel like we've gotten the comedy out of the way. If we could just...
it's time to have a serious moment.
Kind of bring it.
So bullying the kids is real hot, and bullying the sluts is real hot nowadays, and the gays. But what about adults? What about just normal adults in your office that feel like they're victims of adult bullying?
People think that bullying stops after high school, and survivors like Beffrey and I are.
So you're here. Jeffrey.
I am, yes.
I'm, and he's Beffrey.
Yeah. Jeffrey and Beffrey.
Okay.
And
Diarone.
Anyway,
Diarone.
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 We've been bullied our whole lives. We're twin brothers.
You're twin brothers. Now,
yes,
you're twin brothers. Now, what is it when you don't look alike? What's that called? It's fraternal and paternal. I'm confusing these.
The thing is, we are actually identical twins.
You're identical twins.
I was born 3 years after Beffrey.
Oh.
Yes.
But you're twins.
Yes, he was just a little bit of a mommy's boy, let's just say, hiding inside of her vagina for years. It's disgusting, to be honest with you. But we are twin brothers.
You're twin brothers. Now,
I've always been a little clingy.
To be honest, I'd say that you look older, but you're younger.
Well, if you spend that much time inside the womb,
it ages you.
You age.
See, I didn't know that.
Like a fine scotch.
Faster.
So you're 3 years older than him, and you're twins.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
he's 3 years older than me.
We work in desks side by side. We're in insurance together.
Mm-hmm.
Our mother, when we were kids, dressed us in the same clothes. And so she died of a terrible cancer of the butt.
You guys are laughing, but this is one of many things that we've been bullied about.
Jeffrey and Beffrey, people bully you about your mother's passing?
About our mother's ass cancer, actually, yes. We've been bullied for
That's
years.
That's horribly sad.
Anyway, we to honor her, still wear the same outfit every day.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
We're dressed the same right now for the listener at home. But we do wear different color Crocs to reflect our...
I go with a more traditional Croc.
I'm more of a punk rock Croc kind of guy. So we have very different personalities, thus the different Crocs.
Understood.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of insurance do you sell?
We insure celebrities' body parts.
Dicks.
Really? So he said dicks.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the many things, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the biggest insurance policy out right now?
What's the biggest dick you can think of?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we insure
cool.
him.
Cool. That's a cool job.
Actually, the pop singer Pink's penis is insured for $20,000. It's not...
That
not
doesn't seem
much,
very high.
Not as much as you would expect, actually. Her penis...
Mm-hmm.
Not too valuable. It's there... Not too valuable. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because her penis is incorporated. It's a Pink Penis LLC. So we have to make all checks payable to Pink's Penis LLC.
And ironically, her penis, Pink's penis, is Lebanese. It's not even pink.
That's true.
To be honest. So.
Is that ironic?
Isn't it ironic?
Mm-hmm.
Moving
Don't you...
back to the subject at hand, we're
adult
here.
Adult bullying.
We are now, after having been bullied so badly as adults in the office, have started in an activist sort of movement. And
For instance, some of the wise guys that are in the office stole our HR files, read my medical records, and they found out that my penis and my butt are... reversed. I have a butt in the front of my penis location and a penis in my butt location.
So you got a butt front?
I have sex with my wife like I'm sitting on the toilet.
But you know what? You got a wife. You found somebody.
We have a wife, mm-hmm. one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Well, it's sort of been, and it's not really like, we were kind of raised this way. We grew up with two dads and a mom.
Two dads and a mom.
It's but you're twins.
But we are twins. Yes. Okay. Yes. So it's for us, it's a traditional mm-hmm. family.
Of course.
I'm a sub-bottom verse, and okay. Okay. He's a power top.
Mm-hmm. Wait, why is he a power top?
Well, he's because generally our wife, when we invite her for sex,
so it's always a group thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the guy,
she's part of it. She lives in. She doesn't. Well, we live in D.C. She's in a vegan collective in Baltimore, and
what's her name?
Petrushka.
Is it Patricia Fresca?
Frenchka.
Friend Prushka?
Friend China. Friend China.
We're into nicknames. I just call her Cheeky Baby.
Do you call her anything special?
I call her Toilet. Because I have sex with her mm-hmm. like a toilet.
Why do you guys think you're the target of bullying?
I don't know. We have no idea.
You know, a lot of the trouble that I've gotten at work is because I print out my heroes, and I print out pictures of my heroes, and I post them at my desk.
Who are some of the heroes?
AJ Soprano, for one.
Janice Soprano.
Rory Gilmore. Darius Rucker. House, Bones, Monk.
All of them. All
Hurley.
We're also huge music fans. We're a fan of the band Glee. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of them?
And we have a blog. We always blog about when Glee puts out a new song, like Don't Stop Believin'.
Some of the fellas were saying that Don't Stop Believin' wasn't by Glee in the office, and so they shit in our faces. Insurance is really intense. It's
an intense. One time here.
Industry.
One time we're leaving the office and they got up on the roof and dropped shit-filled water balloons on us.
Do you guys always leave work together?
We do.
Yeah, we try to keep the same schedule.
We try to. We have one motorcycle between the two of us. Mm-hmm. It's a Kawasaki Ninja crotch rocket.
Then we'll buzz by Joe Traders and we'll pick up some Marie calendars and cream spinach or, you know, whatever dinner's on, you know, special.
My brother was in jail for 3 years. It was one of the hardest periods of my life being so far away from him.
What did he go to jail for?
We were running an illegal ring where we'd buy airplane tickets and then use our flip phones to pirate the movies. The movies on planes come out maybe 2-3 mm-hmm. weeks before
movies like Horrible Bosses, you know, like some of the
we'd sell our flip phone versions of it for hundreds of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Literally hundreds of dollars.
We made hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're back together.
We're Honduers. And
there's Dollinaires.
But you know, I've been arrested a few times. I flipped out one time. I auditioned for Wild and Out a couple times and
Nick Cannon's wilding out.
Nick Cannon sort of threw shade at me, and I didn't really appreciate it after I made a freestyle joke.
Do you remember your joke?
Yeah, it was like, I've always been good at Yo Mama jokes.
Yeah,
and
I'd love to hear one. We should actually close with two Yo Mama jokes.
Okay, sure. It was, your mama sucks so bad at coding that she doesn't know even about that. Your mama is. Oh no! Is your mama so old? Oh yeah, your mama's so old
of coding. She doesn't know how to code.
She doesn't. Well, she's on a 56K
router
modem. And that's what it was. When your mama comes, she goes ee 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 goo 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 ee you ee you ee you ba. You've got mail.
Pretty good Yo Mama joke, I'd say.
Nick Cannon threw me off the set. I threw a fit, and I got arrested.
That's fair.
Cat Williams was incredibly nice, though.
Mm-hmm.
He said to me, he's like, "It's time to make a pimp decision," or something. To me.
Did you make a decision?
I didn't know what that was, so we just went back on our Kawasaki.
Mm-hmm.
Crotch rocket.
We usually ride nuts to butts, but sometimes Adam lets me ride butts to nuts.
Who?
Befrey.
Befrey.
Well, I think we've come full circle. I would like to thank Jeffrey and Befrey.
Anyway, we're holding a benefit.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. That's why you're on the show. You're here to plug a benefit.
Adult
okay.
Bullying. Yeah.
And where is the benefit?
The benefit is at Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
Keynote speaker will be Ari Gold. And
from Entourage.
Yeah, from Entourage.
It's a luau mixer for the victims of adult bullying.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have just a... Just
and
a
anyone who arrives, you're going to get a V card. And so if you just display your V card prominently, you know, just to...
And what date is this?
It stands for Virgin and Victim.
And Victim.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm. When is your benefit at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville?
Well, we're just raising money so that we can get...
No, when is it?
Oh, when
I
is it?
I want to send people there.
On 420.
420 next year.
Yeah.
We
cool.
missed...
cool.
We missed 420 this year.
Yeah.
Because we were on our Kawasaki.
We had to cancel because we went on one of those sideways Pinot Noir wine tours, but on our Kawasaki Ninja. But all tickets from last year are redeemable. Next 420.
Very cool. Very cool.
Thank you.
You. I think what you're doing is the Lord's work. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands
Thank
together.
Thank you very much.
For Jeffrey and Befrey D'Aroni, everybody.
We're wasting away again in Margaritaville. Oh, sorry. Looking for my last shaker of salt. Oops, I don't know why these chords aren't working. StupidGuitarTab.com.
I'm very excited to have this group here. Give them your ears. Give them your eyes. Put your hands together for Acme, everybody.
What's up, y'all? 123acme.com. Song's called California Girls.
Come, come. California. She come from California. She come from California. She come from California. Come from California. Come from California. Come from California. California. Come from California. She come from California. Come from California. Come from California.
Thanks, thanks. All right. It's a the stripped down version. The real version has like horns and organs and stuff. You see that tomorrow. Lights, smoke. All right. This one's the music video we're out. It's called Girlfriend Tonight. Once again, the stripped down version. Rock with us a little bit. Clap, whatever. Woo! Baby, oh, 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 keep it going, man. And y'all listen to Gap Band Charlie Wilson. I'm about to do this.
You light my fire. I feel alive, which way? You light my fire. I'm satisfied. Girl, you knock me up, yeah, 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 excited. You make me wanna shout, you should be my girlfriend tonight.
Cool, all right. Last one and we out. Thank y'all for listening. This is a song we reworked. It's off our first EP. It's a William Devon / Curtis Mayfield cover. It's called Be Thankful for What You Got. I'm going to try to do it justice. Can we turn up his drum pads a little bit? Ooh.
No, 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 yeah. You still stand tall. Hey, hey. Diamond in the back with the sun rooftop. Ticking in the ceiling against the baby, yeah, diamond in the bag with some roots, digging in the sea with a crack sleigh, yeah, oh, diamond in the bag with some root top, chick, chick, in the sea with yeah. So diamond in the bag, the sun rooftop, taking in the sea with the gangsta league.
Thank you.
Acme made the most of an incredibly awkward situation. Thank you so much for being here. I understand things are weird. You're very good. Go see them tomorrow and watch the video